Well, the COVID-19 death toll in the United States has now surpassed 100,000, a horrific milestone by any measure. But as the grim tally continues to rise and his nation is riven over responses to the pandemic, the US President Donald Trump has become embroiled in a stoush with Twitter. Gavin Coote takes a look.
It was the grim milestone that at the beginning of this month, US President Donald Trump hoped his nation would avoid.
Hopefully we're going to come in below that 100,000 lives lost, which is a horrible number nevertheless.
But today, the tally ticked that horrible number, less than 4 months after the country had its first confirmed case. Joe Biden, the man who will face Donald Trump as the Democratic presidential candidate in November, released a video saying it's a toll that should never have been reached.
My fellow Americans, there are moments in our history so grim, so heartrending, that they're forever fixed in each of our hearts, a shared grief.
The president, who's previously branded the virus an invisible enemy, is yet to comment on the milestone. Donald Trump has instead been waging a different war against Twitter after it added a fact check to two of his tweets. A prolific tweeter, he's now intent on curtailing the influence of the very platform he's cultivated as his main communication tool. This is what he shared with his 80 million Twitter followers.
Big tech is doing everything in their very considerable power to censor in advance of the 2020 election. If that happens, we no longer have our freedom. I will never let it happen. They tried hard in 2016 and lost. Now they are going absolutely crazy. Stay tuned.
The fact checks were slapped on tweets he'd earlier put out, claiming California's plan for mail-out voting ballots are likely to be substantially fraudulent, with Twitter telling its users this was misleading information about the electoral process. That intervention incensed Trump and his supporters, who argue the tech company's stifling free speech, and that it ought to be strongly regulated or shut down. Adding to the criticism of Twitter was Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg on Fox News.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey fired back, posting on his personal account that his company will continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally, adding that this does not make them an arbiter of truth. But Donald Trump's now flagged he'll sign an executive order relating to social media platforms, while light on detail, an apparent move to curtail Twitter's influence. Emma Shortis is a US politics expert at RMIT University in Melbourne.
In light of the gravity of this situation, it is particularly jarring even for Trump. But the deaths in World War I, which were 116,000 people, occurred over 2 years. This 100,000 deaths has happened in about 4 months.
The idea of Twitter or Facebook becoming fact-checkers isn't something that sits well with Emma Shortis. But as a showdown with Silicon Valley looms, she's doubtful Trump will get his way.
Because that would be a violation of the First Amendment, which, among other things, protects free speech. So the government doesn't have the power to shut down private companies.
As the number of confirmed COVID cases in the US climbs above 1.6 million, Emma Shortis is among those who prefer leaders steer their attention back to the public health response.
And I think it is an indictment of the Trump administration that the death toll in the US is so high.
Emma Shortis from RMIT University. Gavin Coote with that report.